Where and how did you learn your languages or language?
English was taught to me as a native language from my birth, and I was taught Spanish from my grandparents, but it wasn't spoken by my immediate family, so I only had really consistent exposure to English.
Where do you consider yourself to be from? Do you think that where you're from is a multilingual or monolingual environment? Why do you think this?
My immediate family was definitely a monolingual environment because, despite the fact that my father is half Spanish and half Irish, he didn't speak Spanish at all to me, and my mother is English, so my family spoke solely English to me. However, I spent half my childhood in the United States, so I was exposed to Spanish quite a lot there, and took a lot of classes, so that was during my early teens, so I did really pick up my Spanish when I was living there, but once I've returned back to the UK, it sort of dropped off again.
How do you feel about speaking more than one language?
I would absolutely love to be able to speak Spanish fluently. That's really one of my life ambitions, and especially for my profession, I'd love to be a Spanish football sport reporter, so I would love to in the future move to Spain and really immerse myself in the culture and hopefully eventually become fluent one day.
Have you ever experienced any disadvantage to speaking more than one language? Or, if you only speak English, what are the disadvantages?
If you think about going to holidays abroad, I often don't have confidence in my ability to use other languages. For example, if I go to holiday to France, I'd love to be able to converse in French, even at a basic level. I've never been disadvantaged in speaking English because obviously it is such a universal language, and growing up in English-speaking countries in the US and England, it's obviously always been beneficial to me. But I think having more than one language can only really be beneficial in the long run.
Do you ever discuss being monolingual or multilingual with your family?
I would really love to be able to be multilingual, and in a way I was inhibited from learning Spanish due to my father, and despite my granddad trying to teach me, I never had enough exposure to really become fluent. How do you feel about speaking more than one language? Or if you only speak one language, how do you feel about only speaking one language?
I really wish I could be able to speak more than one language. I think it's just a really amazing skill to have. But it was never really my forte at school. I wasn't great at it. But if I could be able to speak more than one language, I think that would be great. It just opens so many more doors than being monolingual.
Do you think about the language environment where you're from has shaped how you think about languages?
Living just outside of London in Essex, I live in a predominantly English community. Compared to when I come to uni, it's so much more multicultural compared to at home. So I think that where I live has definitely shaped the way I speak, because it's just really limited me to the amount of exposure to different languages that I've had.
If you had to tell someone to learn any language who didn't speak any language at all, which language would it be and why?
I think I would definitely recommend speaking English. It sounds really biased, but I just think it's such a universal language. You know, it's spoken in so many places across the world, you can't really go wrong. But I think I'd also recommend speaking kind of a Chinese language like Mandarin, just because it's a really growing language across the world in the kind of economic sector. So I just think if that was the kind of area that you wanted to go into, learning Mandarin would be really important.
Have you ever experienced any disadvantages of speaking more than one language? Or, if you only speak English, to speaking English, and what were they?
I wouldn't say that I've been disadvantaged because I speak English, because English is spoken pretty much anywhere. So you go on holiday, if you can't necessarily speak the language to them, they can always speak the language to you. So I wouldn't say I've been disadvantaged because of the language that I do speak, but I think it would definitely be an advantage if I could speak more than one language, so that I could converse with the native people when you go to Spain, for example.